This beautiful story in the Herald Sun this morning about the artwork which has been uncovered at Northcote Primary School because there were renovations being taken, and the chalkboards have been uncovered down the hallway, and these beautiful images, and I'm not sure how far back they date. Some are saying maybe the 1950s. Joining us on the line now is the site manager for that particular project, James Sanderson from New Pole Constructions. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, tell us about the discovery.
We had begun our soft demolition of the hall at North Primary School. We were tasked to take off some old pin boards that were in some timber enclosures. We took the first pin board down and noticed these artwork behind them. So we proceeded to do to the remainers very carefully without any smudge or anything. The chalkboards behind them.
So how big would they be?
They range in size. Some are 2 to 3 metres long by about 1.5 metres tall or 1.2 metres tall.
So when you took the pin boards down and these images, and the images depict scenes from, according to this report in the Herald Sun, Bambi and Hey Diddle Diddle. There's a girl on a swing. They're just in pristine condition.
Yeah, which was quite remarkable considering they've been in the school hall just behind some pin boards for, you know, a few decades. Obviously, it's an active school, so, they have turned out to be not too bad.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you know what the school's going to do with them? Are they going to preserve them? Presumably they will.
Yes, I guess so. We'll go to the school committee to decide what they're going to do with them for the future.
Yeah, okay, all right. Well, I know, according to the report, it's a bit of a mystery as to who was responsible for actually doing these drawings. We've spoken with the artist concerned over the past 5-10 minutes, and we spoke to her off-air, and we hope to speak to her on-air, but it's just an incredible... is that the best find that you've had in your construction work?
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, hard to beat that one, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. All right. Good on you, James. Nice to talk to you. And as I say goodbye to you, we do actually have the artist herself, Elaine Hobbs, on the line. Good morning, Elaine.
That's right. Yeah, sorry about all the rain belting down. I'm in the car.
No, that's okay.
It's absolutely pouring here. Yes, I did all the original artwork back there at the Helen Street Northcote School back around about 1958-59. I'm 81 now, so it's a long time ago. But I had a lovely time doing that, and the infant mistress at the time took over my class, grade 3 and 4, while I did that work, which took between 1 and 2 weeks.
Unbelievable. And to think that it's still in this beautiful condition.
I am absolutely amazed. I thought it would have been rubbed out years ago, because it was only done in chalk, and not even very bright chalks then. They made brighter ones later on. So I think compared to today's chalk works, they would have been rather pale. But I'm absolutely amazed that they're still alive.
So when did you first become aware of the discovery of your work?
In today's Sun.
Well, what did you think when you opened it up and there it is on page 17?
Oh, I nearly fell over. I said, there's my work from way, way back. Just absolutely incredible. I couldn't believe it. And then they're talking about preserving it for posterity. And I thought, oh, this is getting even better and better.
So are you going to actually go to the school and have a look at it firsthand?
We will, yes, definitely. Not today. The weather's horrible. But maybe in a week or so, yes.
Yeah. And do you remember, you say it was around about 1958, so even now as you're speaking to me, can you, like, remember explicitly, yes, like, you know, getting your chalk out and doing this artwork?
Oh, absolutely, yes. And I just love doing it. I've always loved doing artwork, and although I taught for quite a few years, wherever I went, I covered the classroom blackboards in illustrations. I'd get to school early or I'd stay back late and just keep drawing away. And even when the kids used to read to me, I'd be drawing at the same time.
So have you done artistry, like, throughout your life?
I've been involved with artwork quite a bit. I've sold a few framed artworks in pastel. Pastel was the next closest to chalk. But, so I've always loved it.
And were there any other schools that you taught at where you did a similar thing?
Oh, not all the mural-type thing that I did at Helen Street. No, just blackboards, just large blackboard illustrations, and they'd be rubbed out after a couple of weeks, and then I'd fill them up again with something else.
Well, look, this is just remarkable. As I said, it was a beautiful story, made all the more beautiful by your response when you opened up that newspaper this morning.
Oh, amazing, absolutely. I couldn't believe it.
Did you look at it and think to yourself, geez, I did something like that?
Well, in a way, and then I thought, oh, it's a little bit pale compared to what I remember doing, but no, it's definitely my work.
Well, I think it's fantastic, and I'm so glad it's still there, and I'm so glad it's going to be preserved, and I'm so glad that we had the chance to talk to you about it.
Well, there you go, and I'm very happy that something of me has been left behind at that school. That's lovely.
Yeah, well, I think a lot of people are going to remember your artwork and also your buoyant personality, so long may it continue, and thank you for joining us this morning.
Thanks very much. Okay.
Thank you. Elaine Hobbs there, the artist responsible for that beautiful artwork at the school back in 1958. I get the sense that Elaine is about to become a celebrity in this town.